Things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing ye shall receive. I need but look upon all things that seem to hurt me, and with perfect certainty assure myself, God wills that I be saved from this, and merely watch them disappear. I need but keep in mind my Father's will for me is only happiness, to find that only happiness has come to me. And I need but remember that God's love surrounds His Son and keeps His sinlessness forever perfect, to be sure that I am saved and safe forever in His arms. I am the Son He loves, and I am saved because God in His mercy wills it so. Father, Your holiness is mine. Your love created me and made my sinlessness forever part of You. I have no guilt nor sin in me, for there is none in You. What a particular way to begin a new search that we intend to employ in this little interlude of time that will demonstrate what we just shared together in a prayer of our certainty that as you constitute yourself in that what appears to be your body form of identity, of selfness in this world, actually walks, is present with, behind, in front, above, below. Everywhere you look cannot not be a simple certainty of eternal life, based on a single mind, which you cannot not be representing in the idea of the presentation of the course of direction we intend to take today through the mind training of this Course in Miracles, that offer you a simple solution of choice. Say to me, I can choose. here I am. I'm called the Master Teacher. I've come from a particular location in time that can be identified as a particular location in time. But if I'm going to instruct associations of time in correspondence with my body, which obviously I'm doing since I apparently am occupying this body, I'm going to have to talk to you about a choice that obviously could be made within the condition that represents my human self, whether I want to be alive and eternal or continue to die in the faculty of suffering that represents the loss of myself within this body form. Well, we're going to attempt to show you in the title of the idea that the choice can be made by you within a body formulation of self on whether you want to remain the body formulation that represents the continuity of time in a definition of a vision of reflected light, which you call a human being. Say to me, I'm a human being. So am I. Shall we try it? Say to me, this is a particular video today. I got back this morning. I had a sojourn out of time where I'm not a body. And as troubling as that would be to a lot of you who are watching this video on you have the satellite now, and you're looking at yourself as a body form, and everywhere around you, you're seeing other body forms that, as we understand it, are reflections of your own mind. All right? What I would like to show you, if you'll proceed in the practice of this in the miracle procedure, is very simply that as we appear, we are bodies. Now, if we're going to admit that we're bodies, we cannot not disclose an idea within our own mind that the habitat, the occupancy of ourself in light form arrangements that constitute this earth are the manner in which we're defining ourselves. Now I'm going to begin to teach as what you call a master teacher. Obviously, as I look at you as a body, I am very certain, as you will become and did, that whatever this is as a body, it dies. Say that to me. My body dies. Question about it? You have a question about this, that your body dies? I'm looking right at you. What? Everybody dies? Say that to me. You ready for the old man? I'm not a body. I'm free. I'm using the power of the light from our Savior first, Jesus Christ, who rose from the dead and demonstrated to us the certainty that all of the power in the universe is ours. Now, you say to me, well, the concepts I hold of myself would indicate that I am a body. Now, listen, since you have indicated that you are a body, you'll be one. That's why in the beginning of this video, when I said the choice on whether to be alive, to be life or death, is yours to make, I meant it literally. The fundamental idea I'm offering you is a decision you can make in a correspondence with what seems to be your body form, with a certainty that you may undergo continuing alterations of light energy that previously constituted reflections of thought form, of ideas about what your body is. The old man on his last trip here spent a considerable amount of time on the idea of quantum communication. The simple necessity that if you get a reflection at the speed of light, you'll never be true. And if you get a chance, you might want to take a look at that. If I'm going to offer you a light factor as a master teacher, which I am, I would have to appear in some sort of body form in the simple demonstration of the power of my mind to represent for a moment anything I would choose within a factor of sequential time, representing a mass or density of mind formulation that suffers often from a condition of non-self-recognition, as though that would be possible. Practice? Non-self-recognition is death. Come on. Not knowing who you are would have to be death or annihilation. Very simply because if there's one thing we can be certain of in the universe, right, that there's a totality of reality, that in effect would have nothing to do with the formulation by which we identify ourselves in the conflict that we apparently experience when we occupy a body. Practice. Say to me, I'm in occupation. Occupation of what? You're in occupation of being that body? Shall the old man try that with you? You have to comfort me just a little bit. I've used the expression old man for almost 6,000 years. It's a fundamental idea through the resurrection of Jesus Christ that everyone who is associated in a formulation of the illusion of this world knows perfectly well he's not from here. Is that all right with you? Whatever we constitute in the illusion of what we identify as this little place of dark energy form with a single star that represents what we call the sun, and the idea that we circumnavigate an association of form within a very limited formulation of mind, identify it as a body, and occupy ourselves in a solution that results in annihilation, obviously has an alternative, and you know it. Because the alternative that will be represented by me to you in your occupation of body form is eternal life. Practice. Life is eternal. Now, here we find me in an occupancy of what appears to be a body. Is this true? I'm going to teach a little miracle healing here for just a moment. The offering that I'm giving you individually at this time is my certainty that the reflection you're receiving from your own mind in regard to what you think you are within this continuum of time, ready, is not who you are. In effect, at no single moment could you even begin to maintain with me that you actually are a body that is not undergoing continuing changes in your continuing effort conceptually to identify yourself within a location in space-time. Okay? 1 minute, 2 minutes to take a quick look at what salvation actually is in regard to the light reflection that you're beginning to see in a new formulation. Listen. All things I think I see reflect ideas. What I see reflects a process in my mind which starts with my idea of what I want. From there, the mind makes up an image of the thing the mind desires, judges valuable, and therefore seeks to find and believes that it does find. These images are then projected outward, looked upon, esteemed as real, and guarded as your own. From crazy wishes comes a crazy world, the idea that you're a human. From judgment comes a world condemned. And from forgiving thoughts, a gentle world comes forth with mercy for the Holy Son of God to offer him a kindly home where he can rest a while before he journeys on and help his brothers walk ahead with him and find the way to heaven and to God. Here's our prayer, Father. Your ideas reflect the truth, and mine apart from yours but make up dreams. Let me behold but only yours reflect, for yours and yours alone establish truth. Practice. Ready? This is about life and death. Say to me, all human consciousness is an idea. Say, look, as you appear to be a formulation of your body form within our association together, we are a constitution of formulations of thought patterns of consciousness, memory, within our own mind that justify ideas we have about ourselves in body location. You stand by with me. I'm going to offer you the solution. If there is eternal life, happiness, joy, and peace, if there really is life, okay, not within the parameter of the constitution that identifies your space-time location, it would be very obvious in this proceeding, this is from my mind to yours, that it's up to you to make the choice. Very obviously, because the reflections you're getting concerning this so-called master teacher will be in forms of identity that justify the location of myself as a body with a name, with a memory, separate from yours. If this is true, and certainly within the fabric of what you constitute your body to see, you believe that you are a body as an idea of containment within a space-time location in an energy of light that constitute, as we just read, reflections of what you think you are. You can listen to me now. The mind training of the conceptual realization of self-identity requires that can emerge in you in the idea a light form, a more bright and real association of yourself in correspondence to what you think your body is. If you're familiar with the historic reference, are you familiar with Jesus of Nazareth who taught resurrection? Obviously, he teaches resurrection in the simple idea that if you're not a body, when you undergo a complete revision of yourself in correspondence with what you think you are, you'll be gone from this earth. And most certainly, if this earth was only an idea of what you were within your own limited idea of yourself, the world will also be gone. So when you had to listen to Master Teacher this morning, the old man, he came back from outside of a time frame. Look at it. This little enclosure that constitutes what you think you are to offer you a procedure of conversion based on a mind training of self-recognition. Jesus calls this Sermon on the Mount. Most of you are familiar with the teachings of Jesus. Why? He's obviously resurrected. And obviously, in order to obtain, to justify, to decide he wanted his own resurrection, he would have to go through a process of organization of his own mind in the release of the conflict that he could not be feeling in the reflection of his own conflictual self, since his conflictual self is what space-time, or the idea of an individual location within the organization of light, is. So everyone that you're meeting in the procedure of your body form cannot not somewhere within the universal idea of light formulation of power not have a mechanism of decision that he can make in regard to what his mind has told him that he is. Practice. Well, my mind has told me that I'm a body, and that I'm going to have to occupy this space-time location, that I'm going to have to be born here, that I'm going to have to live in this little proceeding of years as I observe the maturity of my body in its revolution around this little sun, and hopefully I can revolve around it since I'm organized in completing cyclical arrangements around this single star that justify continuing observation of myself in locations within my own body. Now say to me, body, that's why you're a body. Here I am, back in a frame of time that can show you on an instant basis that the occupation of yourself as defined by a body is strictly limited to the number of times in which you intend to circumscribe this little place that you call a sun within. The old man always uses the idea of carbon and hydrogen and oxygen and this nitrogen cloud that's surrounding you that you believe, obviously, is life. All right? Now, having had an experience within my own formulation of mind that a conversion of my body form to enlightenment of self-realization was possible, I began to teach, as you will begin to teach to me, this from Jesus, that I can forgive the conflict that I'm expressing in my own mind in my determination to justify the ordeal of me that cannot not result in self-annihilation. Say to me, I intend to die. I'm God. Now, what I'm offering you is my certainty that the process by which you arrive at the conclusion of yourself as an idea is where? In a body form. Yeah. I'm not denying that you appear to occupy a physical body within an idea of yourself. What I'm questioning about you is the space-time association wherein you justify your necessity to terminate yourself, because the idea doesn't make any sense. Obviously, you're in an occupation of space and time that justify the idea that there, in eternal life forever extending, there is a beginning and there is an end. And this would obviously be true if you're in this little containment of a single star. Even if you looked out into the universe where there's another 100 million stars, and surrounding the 100 million stars are another billion galaxies of the power of light, whatever that is out there, it cannot be more than you accept in your own ideas that you have about yourself. The problem you've experienced with me is the idea about yourself that you hold is the power of the universe. You heard me. Did you hear that? So the self that you're recognizing as your body is the self that you cannot not think you are. Not only is that true, but at the moment or time within space that you believe you are in fact that body, are you ready? You'll be it. Now, the idea that there's nothing to contradict your association with yourself within the formulation of objectivity that constitutes your conceptual mind is a true statement. Obviously, if that's so, the solution to your problem of occupancy of objective idea of the formulation of light, the idea of opposition of power, cannot be what your body is. Cannot not be what your body is and is. So that the conflict you suffered in this first 28 minutes was a reflection that you believe that I have given you in regard to what you think you are. This is our Course in Miracles. It's a true statement. All I could possibly be offering you within the healing process of this body is a new reflection of yourself that will better demonstrate to you the manner of joy and peace within which you identify your apparent location as a body. One step at a time. The power of decision is yours to make, because the power of decision, of choice between death, which obviously constitutes your body, and eternal life, which obviously would be outside of the frame of the reflection of your body, is yours to make. Phew. Got a little excited because I saw you begin to see me. So here we go. The choice is yours. We came here. Everybody here is dying. If you carry that on, everybody may not be dead yet, but they're all going to be dead. I'm here to tell you it's not true. I'm offering you a whole alternative. I'll be right back. The peace of God goes with us wherever we go, because it's a whole part of our mind. I have a memory of me of being a master teacher in which I said to you, let's say it together, God bless us, each and every one, in that moment of recognition of our love for each other. I'll see you in a second. Was it really that simple? The little interlude in which, at the last moment, we apparently got a little better reflection of ourselves and body association. Yeah, you call that healing. If you'd like to be healed, incidentally, I want to include that in with the miracle healing process. I teach, of course, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who is the single identity of the entire conversion of his body. And as soon as you begin to recognize your own reflection, you're healed instantly. And certainly in the process of teaching, the discovery that you are indeed well would be very important to you, wouldn't it? Now, the idea that you need to tell a story about your body formulation, how you are, who you are, and how you got here within this earthly idea of the species Homo sapien, the idea that you occupy this body, the idea of an evolutionary process, or if I look at you as a body, and suddenly I find myself in a place in space and time where we call this civilization, there's been a formulation of body recognition of myself as a human being. And if I am a so-called human being, I will be a body. So the question is not that. The question can arise, if I am a body, there appear to be separate bodies from me in the organization of what we would call a culture of the idea of the possibility of communication within space and time as demonstrated by this body. That's not where the problem lies. Everything that you see in the beauty of the light form of your mind in an earthly association with yourself expresses the love and happiness and joy that you find within your own mind. Come on, human being. Your whole search within your own mind is a manner of finding the joy and happiness that we're beginning to experience in this first interlude of the choice of a simple matter of life or death. All right? A simple matter that at any moment within your own mind, you can decide that you don't want to annihilate yourself. But in order to reach that point within your own association of time form, you're going to have to make a fundamental admission that you are using space, occupancy of self, and time, right, to maintain an idea of a beginning and an end. Is that so? Yet when I confront you with other than a beginning and an end, you search within the pattern of your conceptual idea in space-time, that is, the idea of the expansion of light form from a single location, there's no solution to your problem. Shall we share why there's no solution? You're not death. You see that? In your formulation of a body, you cannot not believe that you are in a time cycle, okay, that will result in, let's use the term aging for a minute, that you're going to represent an age procedure within your own mind that eventually will face the inevitability of annihilation. Does it make any sense? Certainly it makes reasonable sense to you because you're occupied with the results that you're getting within the correspondence of your own mind as a body. Now, this is how far along we may be in this. Say to me, I'm a body. Okay? Now I'm going to represent a healing process. I'm going to represent a spiritual teacher to you. I'm going to represent to you the idea that I can train my mind in a systematic way to another way to view the correspondence of light form that demonstrate who I am. Here I am right here. Did you see me right there? Now, I began to formulate in the certainty that that individual within his time frame began to share within his own mind the solution that he experienced. The entire formulation of my mind is to show you that as long as you maintain the idea of an objective reflection within what you think your body is, everyone that you meet within this correspondence, including the individual over here, will be reflecting back to himself the idea of what he sees in that correspondent. Now, we learn very early in our teaching, and very fundamental to the idea of the mind training, say to me, it's always over. Yeah. Say it again. Yeah. As you observe a correspondent with each other at the speed of light, let's look at it, come on, 186,000 miles in a single second, it still will be the distance between the correspondence of the energy of light in a manifestation of acceleration based on a phenomena of what you would constitute as potential contained within the dark form, contained within the idea of location that is always reflecting back to you the idea of your own light. Now, if you'll trust with this, outside of the parameter that you identify as a reflection of your body form, which is a constitution of the idea of the entirety of space-time, say to me, is eternal life? Is eternal life? So the teaching is as fundamental as this. If you believe you are a body within the particulars of yourself as you identify yourself, that's what you're going to be. Yet you're never entirely happy with the idea of the occupancy of your body within the limitation of the littleness that constitute the identity that you have apparently been given outside of yourself within this frame. The solution that I'm offering you through the power of your mind is to recognize that you're not a body. And if you're not a body, how could you possibly terminate yourself? Terminate yourself? Terminate yourself and die. Now, the entity that I was speaking to over here, come on now, I'm talking from the satellite, suddenly has acknowledged his necessity conceptually for him to examine his own self in regard to the fundamental possibility that he, in fact, is the cause of everything that he's seeing out in the world. And when he changes his mind within that location of time, it is impossible that the thoughts contained within his own mind will not change. Look what happened over there. There's a lot of excitement about a new bright association that didn't have anything to do with your body. If I come from outside the parameter of time identity and occupy myself for a moment within a molecular association of energy that constitutes the idea of atoms and carbon and hydrogen, all the things that go with the idea that location is possible within my body form, I cannot not get that result. The joy we're experiencing now is our simple recognition that the truth of us lies only in us. Tell me, the truth is in me. So the particulars that I am presenting you with in my own illumination of body is nothing that somewhere within space-time, as I continue to recognize alternatives in with what I previously identified as a multitude of devious separations of ideas, that I may have a single idea about myself, and this is the teaching of the Course, that will be what salvation is, salvation, being saved from the idea that I was a body and could die. I need to read you one more little reference about yourself and how you're reflecting yourself. This is in the idea that you've never heard of what I'm talking about before, obviously, because you never have heard of what I'm talking about before. But just as obviously, it's impossible that what I am talking not, you cannot not decide at this time you want to hear, where previously you were limited in your own time discrimination to decide not to hear it within the cycle of this 77-year-old guy. Oh, I just made a confession. I'm a 77-year-old body. Say that to me. Yeah. You just checked my record. You just looked at me in correspondence with yourself. Now you're looking at your own body in correspondence with your own self and say, heck, I know a guy that's 110. Yeah, but who'd want to hang out with him? I have no idea. I know a guy that's 32 is suffering more than a guy that's 50 or 60 or 80 or 90. Who cares? You listen carefully to me there, old man, young lady. I'm not concerned about your body at all. The formulation of your body in regard to what you think you are simply ideas you have about yourself that you justify in your determination to be a 77-year-old guy. It doesn't make any sense. I don't want to be a 77-year-old guy. If I am a 77-year-old guy, I must be very close to the end of my body formulation, which means that living within this cycle, I'm about to suffer, I'm about to get old, and I'm about to die. You ready? Don't you believe them. When someone tells you, look at me, that the reflection I'm giving you is going to justify your belief that I'm in fact occupying this body, I'm denying it. He is resurrected. He's born again. I teach a little Christianity. He's undergone an experience of a self-recognition contained within the time form in which he, what you use, returns to heaven. He escapes from the bondage that constituted the enclosure of himself. Okay? Are you born again? Yeah. Can you feel the joy of salvation? Yeah. Let's remind ourselves now about the point we are at within our own time identity. Listen. That you're doing this to yourself, that's the secret. No matter what the form of the attack, this still is true. Look, whoever takes the role of enemy and of attacker, still is this the truth. Whatever seems to be the cause of any pain and suffering you feel, this is still true. What? You are doing this to yourself. For you would not react at all to figures in a dream. You knew that you were dreaming. Let them be as hateful and as vicious as they may. They could have no effect on you unless you fail to recognize that it is your own dream. And once you decide it is, you say, I don't want to dream that anymore. I want to dream a dream of eternal life. Look, this single lesson learned will set you free from suffering, whatever form it takes. The Holy Spirit will repeat this one inclusive lesson of deliverance until it has been learned, regardless of the form of suffering that brings you pain. Whatever hurt you bring to Him, He will make answer with this very simple truth. For this one answer takes away the cause of every form of sorrow and of pain. The form of your body identity affects His answer not at all, for He would teach you but the single cause of them all. Are you listening? No matter what their form, and you will understand that miracles reflect in light energy the simple statement, I have done this thing, and it is this that I intend to undo. I'm going to undo you. No, you're not. You're going to be 77 years old, and I can prove it because I'm only 54, and I checked your record, and you're 77. And all of the formulations of the figures that represent ourselves will justify the idea that I have about myself. We're at a point where I would attempt to teach you, if you'll let me, the power of my certainty of mind involved in the reclamation of the thought form that previously gave me the idea that I was contained within this body form. It is an ordeal of conflict in the recognition that somewhere in the universe there must be a solution to the idea of space-time. There must be a solution to the idea that I am in the containment of myself in association with, let's practice, event horizon is a nice term that we apply within the science idea. I'm in an event happening in my mind and out there that limits me in an horizon of a reflection of myself, whereas I proceed outside myself in a vision of containment. If I release, as I am empowered to do within my own formulation, the idea that I have been restricted objectively to a form that's out there, it cannot not be converted. Listen, not out there, but in here. Here's my teaching to you as a body form. You believe that I'm a 77-year-old body because there are things out there that are affecting me within my own time cycle. Say to me, of course there are. Say to me, space. Yeah, space. So you occupy the idea of a longevity of time within the containment of space. Here's my offering to you. If you fully intend to be in a space-time location in space-time and travel in light at 186,000 miles a second, why not decide to do that within the light frame of yourself? I want you to look at with me just for a minute. This will take 2 minutes. Huh? Watch this, the idea that we can shorten time from you. Look. Direct declaration about you. No one can suffer loss unless it be his own decision. No one suffers pain except his choice elects this state for him. No one can grieve, nor fear, nor think him sick unless these are the outcomes that he wants, and no one dies without his own consent. Nothing occurs but represents your wish, and nothing is omitted that you choose. Okay? That's a direct statement to you concerning what you have come to be true within your own mind. Here's how it works. I'm going to offer this to you as a human being. All of the power of Earth, whatever you think you are, in the constitution of your idea of space-time, cannot not be contained within your individual body formulation. When you have a condition within your own mind of conflict of light energy, you will believe there are other manifestations of separation of the form that constitute what appears to be a time cycle. It's the fundamental idea that something can be separate from what everything is. Come on now. If everything is finally only going to be a single thought extending forever, that cannot not be an idea. Can you see this? So we practice in the idea that God, I don't know what the heck you think God is, but if God is going to be anything in association with what you think you are, God would have to be an idea. Is that so? So that somewhere within your own mind must be an idea, say to me, entirety. Yes. But if you have an idea about yourself in space-time, you cannot not believe that my 77-year-old body is representing, say to me, your entirety. Could you hear it? Somewhere within your frame, you're representing the entirety. Now, that doesn't make any difference to me whether it was 50 years ago or 50 years from now. How about 1,000 years ago or 1,000 years from now? How about the entirety of what we constitute as an expanding universe? How much time was that? I guess the latest evidence is that it has lasted 14,000 million years. What is it actually saying? It's going to end. It's going to have a beginning, and it's going to have an end. Now, since you believe in the possibility of a beginning and an end within your body form, I can demonstrate to you that at the speed of light, which would actually be 186,000 miles a second, time really doesn't pass. This is Einstein's idea that as you approach the speed of light, age does not occur. So as the old man of 77 years, I can give you the assurance, and now I'm teaching resurrection through Jesus, that I was reborn this morning, and everybody loves it when I teach it. At 7:30, I'm going to stick around here tomorrow, and then I will be leaving within my formulation. Okay, does that mean that I'm not 77 years old? You going to listen to me for a second? It means that I am 77 years old. What about it? What does the age of the particulars of my mind have to do with my apparent aging body? Here's the problem you have. If it has anything to do with it, in formulation of age of body, in reflected energy, listening, it will always represent termination. And you will be that life can be seen as lasting eternally. Are you ready? Life does not last. There's nothing lasting about God. There's nothing lasting about energy extending forever in the universe. The idea of retention is the idea of lasting. The idea of lasting is the idea of location. What I am showing you is a new manner to look at yourself in the location in which you find yourself. Because it's going to be a matter of life or death, and my first 57 minutes are up. How much time did it represent? Well, it represented 57. No, it represented 77 years. No, it represented from the beginning of time till the end of time. Better. I'm teaching collapse of time to death in the recognition there is no death and that the Son of God is free. I'll come back and do one more hour because we're really looking at the availability of the complete idea of alternative. God goes with us wherever we go. Because God is the mind with which I'm thinking in order to represent myself both in the conflict and in the resolution. Will you say it with me? God bless us, everyone, and including you for just showing up within this cycle of the formulation of the association of death and life. I'll be right back.